You're listening to a message brought to you by Christian Life Church, Ross on Wye. To find out more about us, go to www.clch.cc.
Loving is always a challenge, but we are known by the people who love because God is love. First of all, I don't want to know invitations. Don't take for granted. Don't. 2 years ago, when we started the pandemic, we did something called Love Your Neighbor or something like that. I forgot the specific name. How's your neighbor? How's your neighbor challenge? So we set a few challenges. It was Easter time. So each week you had a challenge that we want to encourage people to do. So there was a week that we wanted people to drop a card for neighbors. And another week was to make a cake. Another week to drop a book. And even to drop a chocolate Easter egg, because it was Easter time. And we have some neighbors that we did that on our left side. And it was 2 years ago. This week, from nowhere, I met him outside and he said, "No, I'm making a barbecue in a few weeks' time. Can I invite you to come over for a barbecue?" He said, "Of course." Brazilians don't say no for barbecue, first of all. And we've been praying for an opportunity to... I might not say that, but you know, I don't know how long the invitation of the leaflet will make an effort, will happen. But the word of God is working. Invitations, so don't take... Let me tell you something. There's a school called Walford. And we have worked in Walford before. And this week we got an email from a woman that is working in Walford, from a Christian organization, that because of a leaflet she saw, because one of her children, or in the school, she saw a leaflet from one of the messengers we were doing over here, and she wrote to us saying, "Look, I'm working by myself here in Walford, and I have opportunity to be doing more and more and more here in Walford with the kids, doing assemblies and everything. Shall we do together?" And the first of all, we thought, we have Zoe, we have Naomi, we have so many people we can get involved. Yes. So we get in touch with them because maybe there's a new opportunity because of a leaflet. But not just a piece of paper, because the word of God is written on that piece of paper, and the word of God works by itself. So don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to share. Don't be afraid to, because it works. Not because we're taking the leaflets, but because what it's written on the leaflets is the word of God. And the word of God works all the time. We are really good to celebrate dates. So we celebrate Easter, we celebrate weddings, we celebrate anniversaries. But we don't understand that actually marriage is not the day you get married. Marriage is what happens after that day. It's like the same thing. Life is not the day that Tiago was born. Life is the day, all the days after he was born. We are great to celebrate Easter. We just did a week ago. But actually, it's the responsibility after Easter that matters. Because Easter was just a day, happened, gone. But actually, there is a consequence that is happening right now upon me and upon you. And I love the fact we started this year talking about the Grand Commission, right? And I was saying last week, when did the Grand Commission was given to us? So it's in Matthew 28. And the Grand Commission was given to us literally just after what? Easter. The Grand Commission was given literally after Easter. So it was there, Jesus was resurrected. He got together with the disciples and said, "Look, now that I'm alive again, I am sending you." So do you know what we're celebrating right now? The consequence of Easter. Do you know why we're going to Ledbury? Do you know why? But we are not having a service. We should have a service all the time. We are having a service, but we're going to have a service in Ledbury. Because the temple, wherever we are, is a church. And we're going to serve the community over there. We're going to bless. We're going to step our feet in that community. Because what we understand is that the responsibility of sharing is living right now. The responsibility of the and the consequence of the word of God is upon us right now. I want to read with you once again a little piece of Isaiah 61, so you can open with me, because the most important today is not this. The most important today is singing happy birthday to Nima. Yes, come on, someone's birthday, we celebrate that. But here is Isaiah 61. I really believe that this morning God wants to change our perspective on how we see something. We need to stop reading with the youth in Hereford this today. So I prepared the material and I sent David Bezant over there today. And we are talking about, so the theme for today was the League of Justice. Because one of the topics that Isaiah 61 talks about, bringers of justice. So instead of your shame, you're going to have double portion of justice. So we started talking to them today, if they could be a superhero, which superhero would like to be? So I'm going to make this question to you. If you could be a superhero, which superhero would like to be? I don't know. Is there any superheroes that get invisible? Okay. Anyone else? Any other superhero you'd like to be? Spider-Man? Yeah, like... Batman. Batman is one of the Superwoman. Well done. The Flash. I would love to be that one. Especially if I need to run 5Ks and like in 2 seconds. Yeah. Or if you go for a walk in the woods after Christmas. I don't believe so, don't worry. Yes, so the truth is, and if you could have a superpower, which superpower would you like to have? So you would like to be invisible. What else? You like to fly. I would love to fly. I think that would be one of my top ever superpowers. I would love to have those. But it's interesting how most of the times when we're talking to the youth, and most of the time we want to be superheroes for something that we can do for ourselves. That's something that we can take the benefit for ourselves. So I would like to be a superhero so I could escape and I could be powerful and I could be doing this, I could be doing that. And it's interesting how the word of God says clearly that the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, not because of me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and I am like the superpower right now, and I am the superhero right now, but not because of me. I am right now because of someone else. I am, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me for something. And what is the something I was blessed for? Is to go, and when I see someone that is being ashamed, that person, I can work in that person's life in a way that that person can receive double portion of his of something. So the Spirit of the Lord is over here and is declaring that, and most of the times, do you remember Acts 11, the church of Antioch? Is that how you pronounce it? Antioch? It's a difficult word for me. Yes. What happened in that church? Acts 11 says that in that church was the first time in history that disciples, they were called what? Christians. Well done. So it says over there, they were like Christ. They were called Christians for the first time. That the first time that disciples, so they were like, they were disciples of Jesus. They were already known by disciples of Jesus. But suddenly they were over there and said, look, there are so much disciples of Jesus, that it's not disciples anymore. Now it's Jesus' health. It's so similar to Jesus that calling disciple of Jesus is not good enough anymore. We need to find a new name for them. We're going to have to call them someone else, because disciples of Jesus, yes, we know they are. But they have been transformed so much in such a huge level that now it's Jesus. It's almost like Jesus. And it's like when you go shopping and it's almost like, do you know who shopped today? Let's say that you work, Paulo, she had worked once at Card Factory. And it's almost staying over there at Card Factory and saying, do you know who came here today to buy some cards? Ooh, Jesus came over here to buy some cars today. Wow. You know, if you work on a selling pair of jeans and you are there and you have all the clothes, or you work in the library in a school or in the hospital, I don't know where you can be working, and suddenly someone comes and say, you get a phone and say, hey, my friend, you have no idea. You will never guess who came here in my store today. You'll never guess who came here in the school today. Jesus! How? No, well, or it was not Jesus, it was someone like Jesus. It was a Christian. It was like Christ, because we are being transformed for a revelation. Being the disciples of Christ will lead us to be transformed in a way that we will be Christ wherever we go. We were called. When we read the Bible, we usually read the Bible, my friends, and we need to change the perspective this morning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we need to stop reading the Bible, trying to understand what we can get from it, from us. The Bible is a revelation of who we are, and therefore what we can give. The Bible describes us, all the blessings that I have received already, that now makes me understand what I can give. Here it says that it's finished. There's nothing left. There's no blessing left for me. There will be many, many reasons and many things that Claire could be helping in Hereford here. But now there's the understanding that all the blessings are already upon her. That stain over there, yes. But now there's so much more that she can give over there. That the only thing, the only choice is to go and bless. But sometimes we read this and we stay on that position always. Oh, I need, come Jesus, help me. There's no problem on doing that, because it's the moment where we're living. But we need to understand that we need to be transformed in a way that I understand. Ephesians says that we received, Ephesians chapter 1, if I'm wrong, or 3, says that we have, sometimes it just goes away. We have received all sorts of blessings. We were blessed in all sorts of ways. Why? To reveal the one who called us. And here it says like this, Isaiah 61, verse 7 and 8. Instead of their shame, my people will receive a double portion. When you see someone ashamed, and ashamed, maybe you can think that you're seeing someone that is embarrassed, or I don't know which one, how would you think, but someone who's feeling in shame, is someone who probably is feeling, have done something wrong, and is guilty, and is, you know, it's like when Elena, she knows that she did something bad, because she comes running to me and saying, Daddy, a kiss. I said, yeah, I don't want just your kiss, I want your obedience as well. But she knows, she is aware, and she feels that over there, ashamed of something, that's because there's a consequence of what happened. And when we see someone over there in Ledbury, can you imagine how many people over here in Ross, in your work, how many people living in shame right now? Because of their sins, because of the time they spent away from God, because they were trying to please God, and they couldn't do by themselves. And now it's saying that the Spirit of the Lord that is upon us called us to be superheroes. Andrew, he calls me Superman. On his mobile, if I call him, appears Clark Kent. I'm not kidding. If you can get, not because I am Superman, but just because of the first Father's Day where I dressed as Superman. There was enough forever, so he keeps a photo of me dressed as Superman forever on his mobile, wherever he needs, he sends, just to embarrass me. But the truth is, can you understand that you are a superhero, that you are part of a league of justice? Because that's our calling. We were called to go to Ledbury, because over there, people, they need to find out that the Spirit that is upon us can bring upon them a double portion of justice, I don't know where they've been humiliated, where they were suffering, but the Spirit of the Lord that is upon us will bring upon people, instead of their shame, they will receive a double portion. And instead of the disgrace, they will rejoice in their inheritance. And so that they will have a double portion in their land and everlasting joy, because I, the Lord, I love justice. I love justice. And that's how I want to finish. Because that's what you were called, to be a superhero. The Easter that we're celebrating a week ago can't stop a week ago. It needs to reflect something. The Grand Commission, the goal of God, was given after Easter. We are living today the command that God has given upon us to go. There's a consequence. Easter is right now. Jesus was walking with them for 40 days after he was resurrected for a purpose, to make them understand that there are consequences after important days. Jesus, we want to thank you. And we want to pray once again for Ledbury, for Ross, for Harry, because we want to understand our position, our responsibility. There's so much to do. Easter was not a week ago. I love the fact that although you were resurrected, you waited for 40 days on earth before you went to heaven. Because you wanted to make clear that it was not finished, the job. There are a responsibility for us to do right now. Isn't it amazing that you could have given the Grand Commission before you died, Jesus? You made so many things. You healed people, you taught people, you corrected people. So many things you could have done. But you chose to give us the Grand Commission to clarify our purpose after you died, to say that your sacrifice led us to a responsibility. And this responsibility is to bring upon people double portion of justice instead of their shame, to be blessing on people's life. And that's why you're here for. So send us, keep sending us. Keep sending us all the time. In the name of Jesus. Amen.